You're just seconds away from a conversation with marketing master Phil K. James from Good Milkshake Digital. Join us as we talk about Facebook, data collection, and effective ways to reach your small business customers. Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of Oasis, a paychecks company. When human resources weighs you down, let Oasis take the load off. From payroll management to HR compliance, Oasis focuses on that while you focus on growing your business. Learn more at OasisAdvantage.com.
Insight on Business the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at TERO.com.
Welcome back to Business News Hour. Phil K. James is back in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Marketing for business. I mean, we have been apart from each other for months and months and months. Where have you been, man?
I've been hiding underground crying because you haven't had me back.
You know, it's the silly season.
Yeah.
As we all know, we were just talking off mic about all of the political candidates that are running all over the place, and we are inundated with all of these people, 25 now, 24 now, and, you know, it's just this whole newscast, you know, we still do the business news, but we had the opportunity to interview 15 of the 25 or 24 so far, and, you know, it's just...
I mean, you have an opportunity... You've had the opportunity to interview an admiral, you know, former, you know, governors, senators, yeah. Which isn't that unreal? How blessed
Iowa.
We are.
Exactly. You know, people who are listening to this, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you might be surprised. You know, we're going to talk about data in just a moment. And when I look at the numbers for the podcast, and I realize that, of course, the United States comes in number one as far as listenership, but in a close third is Germany.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm going, okay, hi, Germany.
I mean, could it be like service members abroad or anything like that?
I have no idea. No,
let's hear from people. If you have any, in fact, send a postcard, and I'm going to give Michael's address.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. Just send a postcard to Michael's house.
Careful now.
Actually, show up to Michael's house.
Yeah, and, no. But that I think that's really interesting when you take a look at how people are interested in what's going on in the little state of Iowa or the Midwest or the United States when it comes to business news, and it's just kind of fun. Mm. So anyway, needless to say, data is important, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about. But I apologize. We haven't been together. We need to start this up at least monthly and then talk about how marketing and business is so important. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, it would be the highlight of my month.
All right, there you go. He hasn't forgotten that line.
So what I want to talk about is... you know, most people know, if they know my business, I work with a lot of restaurants.
Yes.
And vast majority of my business is helping restaurateurs get more customers in the door, butts in the seats, try to get more people to purchase more stuff when they come in.
Sure.
And so what I've done is I've created a little system that I have. And the reason I got there is because, you know, I've been doing this for about 9 years now. And I work working with restaurants and all sorts of different kinds of businesses. But what I've really noticed is that if you're a business owner, you know this. You know that the reach of your Facebook posts, if you post something, you used to get 100 comments on it
right. Just
by breathing. And now you really have to think about it and you have to post interesting stuff. And even the best stuff that you create might get 10 comments on it.
Right.
So,
and it's all about the algorithm, isn't it?
You know, and the thing is that Facebook's smart. They're
sure.
Doing a couple things. First, they want really good content to show up for you. They don't want just crap content that's going to show up and you get maybe five. You know, like they know, like the clickbaity type of stuff, like 15 ways to get a trimmer belly in the summer and... You know, and just a picture of a booty and, you know, that kind of stuff. They try to push that stuff down. So they noticed that a couple different things. They want more ad revenue.
Exactly.
So no more free rides. If you're a business and you post something and it gets maybe, You used to get 100 clicks, well, you know, to your website, might get 5 now, and they're doing that because they want your money.
Sure.
So how do we get around that part? How do we, and eventually, it's going to get even worse. It's not going to get better. They're not going to turn it back to way it was.
Correct.
So how do we get back to the place where we were using it as a revenue-generating stream for our business? And the best way to do that is by capturing people's information as they come in the door, or if they're on your Facebook page, figure out a way to capture their data.
Okay. So by capturing their data, then you can do an end around on the social media stream of Facebook, for example, and then contact them directly?
I'm talking about creating your own radio show.
Got it.
Now, can you imagine that as you're sending out these radio waves, that there's some magic box that allowed you to give the radio station your email, for example? Okay? I'm trying to paint a really weird picture here. Right, but let's say that you have, the radio stream, and all of a sudden you're capturing all this data. You're capturing emails and phone numbers and all these things, right?
But that's very valuable stuff,
right? But that doesn't happen,
right?
Because when you send out a radio signal, that broadcast is just gone forever.
Sure.
So
unless you're asking for people to do something, kind of an opt-in.
Right. You have like a special phone number to call, and people call, and you can track it that way. Absolutely.
Sure.
And that's how they traditionally done it. And what I'm saying is, you know, when you have a Facebook post, what I've done is I've used the power of Facebook Messenger and some special software that I use to basically capture data from. So let's say somebody posts something. Hey, come in today for a 2-for-1. We're over here at Grounds for Celebration in Beaverdale. Come in here for a 2-for-1 latte today and the rest of the weekend. If you want that coupon, comment below. What that does is it sends an automated message to their Facebook Messenger, allows them to opt in, and then what that does there is it gives them the opportunity to get that coupon, show the coupon when they come in, and allows them to track those sales directly from that one Facebook post.
Got it. So your return on investment, you know exactly what it is that you've gotten.
Mm-hmm. And these things have gotten so smart that what we've done is we've integrated a lot of spreadsheet kind of stuff. And I'm getting really nerdy here, so bear with me, people. So if let's say I come in and I spend $10 and I can type into my little Facebook app, my Facebook Messenger app, it'll say, how much did you spend? I'll say, I spent $11 total. Now that goes directly into a spreadsheet, in a Google Sheets spreadsheet. And what that does is it gives you the opportunity to track the exact amount of sales that promotion offered you. Not only that, but you're getting these people in the door as, number one, you're getting them as subscribers to your Messenger bot. So I can go back and subscribe and send them extra messages if I have another offer in the future.
Sure.
I can also capture their email address within this Facebook Messenger bot, and I can capture their email and send them automated emails, or just say, thanks for coming in. Here's another coupon. We'd love to have you back. I can grab their cell phone using the same thing and send them an automated text message saying, great, let's do this. Come back another time, and the point is that you can't rely on Facebook anymore. You can't
exactly.
rely on Instagram. You have to build your own audience. You have to build your own radio station.
Right. So ladies and gentlemen, Phil James is our guest. He has a great company, Good Milkshake. And so what he's talking about is how important this data is. Now, let's also talk about other ways that people might better understand how this is done. Now, for example, trade shows. All right?
Mm-hmm.
When people go to a trade show, thousands of people go to a trade show, you have the opportunity at that trade show to either stand there as a static thing, hoping that somebody will stop,
mm-hmm.
or you can start to interact with the people, which is the key word, I think, that you're trying to make here. And when you're interacting with people, you are then asking and collecting their data.
Right. I mean, in the past, you might have had, you collected business cards, drop it in a fishbowl. Yes. You get a $500 gift card to whatever it is. Maybe, you know, you want to win some white wall tires on your... And nobody does that. But
although, that'd be kind of cool.
I was looking outside. I was thinking, that might be cool in your car out there.
Big, wide white wall tires.
Exactly. All right. So you might want to, you know, win some free, you know, snow tires or something like that. You drop your card in the fishbowl. Instead of that, you have just a single postcard. If somebody comes up to the booth, you say, look, are you currently on Facebook? Yes or no? Maybe just a little bit. Even if they're not, you can scan it, and you can basically enter them into a contest via Facebook Messenger. So, and then you can draw the person automatically at the very end of the conference.
How much easier is that?
I mean, it goes directly into a database. Right. They're getting automated emails. You can send them text messages now, and you're giving them the opportunity to say, yes, I would love to get more information about what you're doing. I'd love to get more information about your business. I stopped by here, yes, for the $500 deal, but they're giving you permission to take that extra step for perhaps a sales call.
Now, you work in the restaurant industry primarily.
Yes.
All right. What about other industries? What if I own the hardware store that we happen to be sitting next to here in Grounds for Celebration in Beaverdale?
If I'm lucky, a couple months, I'm going to turn 42 years old.
Wow.
So, October 29th rolls around, and this O'Donnell's Ace, Ace Hardware, right?
Right.
They send me a Facebook message on my birthday, and it says, "Happy birthday, Phil. We would love you come in and get a free, you know, based on the data they have on me, free wrench, free light bulb for your birthday." Maybe it's a free, LED light bulb.
Or a flashlight. Let's say it.
They say flashlight. Yeah. Exactly. Like a real gift.
Right.
Okay, so here's a camping flash, you know, valued at $17, and we'll give it to you for free. Just to see.
Wow.
I mean,
just to see if you get it and walk in?
I mean, but how many people do you think would take advantage
Absolutely.
Of that? Absolutely. I mean, you have a week to come in and get it. And then not only that, but I can send them a reminder. I said, Phil, your birthday was last week. Why haven't you come
in
and done
it?
Right, exactly. So let's say you're at a trade show and you're collecting all this info. You can ask them in the bot what their birthday is. Right? You can run birthday promotions. Facebook allows you the opportunity. Now, this is the gold mine right here. You people listening? Like, this is the gold mine. Facebook has an option for targeting your ads to people who have birthdays in the next week.
Yes.
So that's an ongoing thing. So let's say that I have a birthday coming up, you know, or let's say that the week before my birthday in October, I start seeing ads from Ace Hardware saying, we will give you a free flashlight on your birthday to this place in Beaverdale. And maybe you have the manager of the store up there doing the ad. So it's friendly and interesting. And, hey, I know you have a birthday coming up. This is creepy. We understand it's a little bit creepy that we're coming on your Facebook feed. We know it's your birthday next week. We'd still love to have you come in. Let me know by clicking the button below. Let us know in Facebook Messenger. We'd love to send you a free gift. Now, can you imagine the power of that? I'm now subscribed to their stuff. They have this. They give me a free, you know, little
flashlight.
Flashlight. And then I come in the next week and I buy some nails, and I see that manager that was in my ad. Imagine the person, person-to-person contact. So not only do I make that personal connection, which is what Facebook wants, they want you to make that personal connection with the manager of the store. They like that kind of content. So they want you interacting with those types of posts. So they're allowing this to happen. And, I mean, any business that's doing this, you can, and not only that, but you can track the ROI on these things. These birthday ads that I run for restaurants, we do it for $5 a day.
Really?
I have one restaurant that I work with in West Des Moines. We run it for $5 a day. So far, in the month of August, we've had $1,700 in sales come in from that $5 a day ad. just from middle of July until now. So we're talking a whole month's time.
Right. So you got
$5 a day? 13 times your ad spend.
Yeah.
So it's $150 a month.
Okay. And you're getting back $1,500, $1,700.
Is that worth it to, even if it's a small amount, right there, I basically had people paying me. If I'm a business owner, they're paying me to get on their email list. Does that make sense? So, think about it this way. So, let's say somebody comes in, they come in and they buy a meal.
Right.
That's that $1,700 that we made, right? That goes in that little pile.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of just spending money on a Facebook ad and not having a way to track it, I now have a list of 200 people that I can go and remarket to.
Correct.
I can go and
who've already had the experience.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yep, yep. So I can send them a new offer the very next month. So this is the sort of mindset I wish more people understood, and I'm trying to spread the word a little bit. I'm get better about spreading the word about it.
Yeah.
But
you don't want to give the entire enchilada away, do you?
I see so many people. I don't mind. I don't mind because you know what?
But they'll hire you otherwise.
No.
Eh?
Here's the thing. I can shout on top of the rooftops and give every single thing that I know. You know this. Every single thing that I know, I'll say, this is how you do it. You do this step, 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 step. They still won't do it.
Exactly. Why?
People are busy. They're not lazy. They're just busy. People, you know, the last thing somebody wants to worry about is... I have to think about marketing. And that's why it's important to hire somebody.
Yeah, right? It is. So the whole idea is, from your standpoint, Phil James, Phil K. James, ladies and gentlemen, let's not forget the K, is to make sure that people are capturing the data from their social media inputs and then utilizing that to invite people to do something.
Even if it's as simple as getting an email list, I think that's a good start for most people. If they want to do it on their own, you can do things like collecting cell phone numbers just up at the counter. A lot of people in these checkout books that people have, all you got to do is just ask for their email address. Say, we'll put your name in the hat for a $20 gift card or something like that.
People will do that. Most people will do that.
And and what's even better is that when these things happen, we're able to push positive reviews in their direction.
Mm.
So let's say somebody comes on and says, I had a great experience at Proof the other day, and wow, it would be such an amazing, so then I ask them, so how was your experience? I might say this in the bot messenger, and this is all automated. And I'm basically giving them the opportunity to sit down and click and say, it was a 5-star experience. Oh, it's 5 stars. Great. Now, I would love it if you would go to Google and tell Google.
Tell them.
It's 5-star. They're just busy.
Oftentimes, you just have to make the ask. And if you hire somebody to do it, then you can go ahead and do your own business while somebody else is helping you make money. His name is Phil K. James, ladies and gentlemen. Good Milkshake is his website. We will have links to Phil K. James' website up on the radio blog. Thanks for doing this, man. Good to see you again.
Hey, it's always great to see you too. And let's do it again soon.
We will. We will. Once again, that was Phil K. James from Good Milkshake Digital. We will have links to Good Milkshake Digital up on our radio blog. Good stuff. Expect him to come back next month as well. All right, that about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Phil James, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.